Blog Talk Radio.
Day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. No, I fooled around much too long. Oh, yes, I have. Now I've been lying, but you see, I don't want to ever look back. Lord, I wanna be able
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm going to play one more song. Let this song minister to you, and I'll be right back on the air. I believe we're just a few minutes before time. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. In those days when I feel like giving up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
He's a provider.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe God will fix it. Yes, He will. If you just believe, that God's a kid. Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
Amen, amen. If you don't get excited about your future, who will? Hallelujah. I believe. I love that song. I love that song. How many know we have to believe in God? That the sun set free is free indeed. And we have to believe also in God's promises. Amen. I believe everything that God said, it will come to pass. You may not see it in this hour, and you may not even see it, hallelujah, within the next 24 hours. But I tell you one thing about God, his promises, they're yea and they're amen. Anything God has promised you in his word, people of God, saints and friends, everywhere, expect it, because it will surely come to pass. One thing about God, he's not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he'd even have to repent. Do you know God don't take counsel with anyone? Hallelujah. I bless him today. Amen. I tell you, I've had some distractions today, but nevertheless, I was confident that God was going to allow everything to come into fruition, and it certainly did. Had some scheduling in the block talk that was a little bit off. Amen. So we were a few minutes coming on with the song, and that's why we just decided to go ahead and play another song. But nevertheless, we giving God all the glory. We give no praise to no one but Jesus today. Amen. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him. I pray each and every one of you all had a beautiful and blessed Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We know he didn't rise on Sunday, but we do know one thing, he did rise. Amen. And if there is no conviction and we don't have belief in knowing that Jesus was resurrected, then how do we say he died? Amen. He died, and guess what? He rose again. And because of that resurrection, because of him dying on the cross, we have a life. We have an opportunity, amen, to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have an opportunity for eternal life. We have an opportunity, amen, to receive this precious gift of the Holy Ghost. We have an opportunity to go down in Jesus' name, be buried in his name. We have an opportunity to rise and walk in the newness of life. How many are happy about Jesus today? Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I think about what he's done for me. When I think about 30 years being on this trail, amen, being in this beautiful royal family, I have to give God some praise. Because if it was left up to me, and if it was left up to me and my own understanding, I would have dropped out the race a long time ago. Amen. But I tell you, when God fills you up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, he gives you a new mind, a mind to run on, a mind to see what the end is going to be. Amen. So I'm excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day I have an opportunity to wake up, amen, and give him glory and declare his name. I'm excited. Amen. I don't need nobody to prime and pump me. I don't need any, hallelujah. I don't need anybody to just get me going on what God has done for them. All I have to do is reflect upon what he's done for me. Amen. A time of reflection. That's what you're listening to. This radio broadcast is live Tuesday through Thursday. Amen. And this segment is titled A Time of Reflection. Amen. And it's a time to reflect upon God and his goodness, his mercies, and all that he has done for us. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. We're continuing on with our series, the Acts of the Apostles. I know some people may be saying, well, why are they dragging it on? Well, when you are under the instructions of the Lord, you have to do it the way God said. You know, everybody may not understand your logic. They may not understand your reasoning. But if God has communed with you, amen, and he has given you some instructions, follow him. Because you will be blessed for it. And remember that God knows every need. He knows every person. He knows your struggles. He knows what you, he even know what time you awaken this morning. He know everything that the day is going to behold. We all know. We make plans, but God knows. Amen. So we bless the Lord today. We give him glory. We give him praise. Amen. We're going to open up this segment. I tell you, I'm excited, amen, every time I have an opportunity to meet men and women of God that's on the firing line, that's bold enough to declare God's generation. I get excited, amen. And we have a young woman today that's coming with us, coming to minister the word today. We met her through one of our dear friends here in the city. That's none other than Pastor Carmelie Lofton Price, amen. And we're just excited to have her here with us today. And she's going to be feeding us with the bread of life today. Again, we thank God for the men of God out of Vallejo, California. I see Minister Bankston on the line, and also Brother Demetrius on the line. God bless you. I see Evangelist Tier on the line. I see some other 318 area codes that we'll get to later. And I also see Pastor Carmelie, amen, and I'm going to give her an opportunity, Pastor Carmelie, to introduce this young lady, and I'm going to just read a brief bio on the woman of God that will be ministering for us today, and then I'm going to have Pastor Carmelie just to share a little bit about her also, amen, and then you'll hear the woman of God that is coming to us today. Amen. And this is Minister Priscilla King Tramiel bio. It says Minister Priscilla King Tramiel is the youngest of three daughters born to the union of Kenneth and Vernell King. God spoke over her life at a young age. And at the age of 16, Priscilla was told that she would not be able to walk, talk normal, or live long. Neither would she be able to bear children. But God said, I know the plans I have for you. After years of living, she said yes to the Lord and surrendered her life to God. And upon that confession, her life was changed. In 2000, the year 2000, God sent Priscilla her Boaz by the name of Minister Alonzo Tramiel. All the doctors were amazed, but God was ready to release his promises. God allowed Priscilla to be free and off of all medications, and God blessed the same womb doctors cursed, and they were blessed to have three wonderful children, Alonzo Jr., Joseph, and Isabella Tramiel. Then God said, I am not through with you yet. Years later, God called and chose Priscilla to accept her calling as a minister in Shreveport, Louisiana, under the anointing leadership of Bishop and Pastor Rashid at the Sword of the Spirit Church. After getting licensed and ordained, Priscilla's life shifted to Washington State. In Washington State, her husband accepted his calling and got licensed and ordained. God has assigned her to help many churches develop in their ministries. God has also blessed this woman of God, and she is currently working on writing her first Christian book for children. She believes we need to reach our young at an early age. Ah, glory to God. She is in the process of helping her children create their own Christian board games. Minister Tramiel also ministers to women who suffer with mental and depression issues. She is thankful to God for helping families learn to build solid foundations on a solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. Minister Tramiel is committed to working in God's vineyard and don't take it lightly. Her prayer is for God's guidance in every area of her life. Amen. What a wonderful testament. Amen. So we're going to ask Pastor Carmelie Lofton just share a little bit, and she's going to bring on the woman of God, and she can open up with the word of prayer, and however the Lord lead her today, we certainly are ready to embrace it. In Jesus' name. Pastor Carmelie, God bless you.
Hey, Pastor, I'm sorry. Good evening to everybody, but I'm actually in a meeting.
Okay. Well, yes. We're going to go directly to, all right, Pastor Carmelie, I'm sorry. Amen. We're going to go directly to the woman of God then. God bless you, Minister Priscilla Tremere. We're just so happy to have you on our line, and she has certainly been one of our listeners on this Blog Talk Radio, so we're just so excited that she is she has confirmed to come on and minister for us today, and we're just so delighted to have her. So we want you to know we have no restrictions. This program is governed by the Holy Ghost, so however the Lord leads you on today, we are certainly here to receive what God has given to you to speak in our hearts today. God bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor, for your life. I just want to give God the honor and glory. You know, God is just so amazing, and he's always right on time. Amen. And Pastor Bernine, you know, I just want to say I thank you for introducing me, and I'm so humble and thankful for your kind words. And I'm thankful for God that he called and chosen me for his glory. Amen. And before we begin, I would just like to bow heads in prayer.
Yes.
Oh, marvelous God, how great you are. Lord, I'm thankful you can use little old me to do mighty things for you, for your glory, God. Lord, allow my ears to only receive the words you want me to hear, God. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to anoint my mouth, for I can only speak the words you want me to speak, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, right now, Father, that you are going to bless somebody on this line, that they can go out and share your word. And teach your word, preach your word, and live your word, God. Lord, I ask you right now, Father, constantly decrease me, for you can increase, Father. Let your word go forth, Father. Lord, I'm asking right now, God, that your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm asking everybody at this time, if you can, if you have a lot of background noise, if you can, mute your phones. We want to make sure that everybody can get a chance to hear the word of God. Amen. But if God lay it on your heart and the Holy Spirit leads you to exhort while I'm giving the word, you more than welcome to unmute this bud, because we know the devil gets scared, but we're here to let him know that he has no authority. He already got the assignment to flee right now in Jesus' name. So I do talk fast because I am from the South about the Holy Spirit. I pray God slow my words down because I love to talk about God. I get so excited about God, I just begin to just go fast. Amen. But if you have your Bible, I'm making you, but you turn to Acts chapter 19. So we're going to go to chapter 19 in the book of Acts. Amen. And I will say this here. I do like to get different verses to go with verses. So guess what? We're going to be like the old saying back in the days with the yellow pages. Just let your fingers do the walking, because we're going to do some walking on this line. Amen. So
right.
Now I'm going to read some of the verse in the book of Acts 1 through 7. So we know the book of Acts chapter 19, it has 41 verses. Amen. So we're not going to read every 41 verse on here, but we're going to cover those verses. Amen. Glory to God. So it says, and I'm reading out of the King James Version Bible, for you can know what I'm reading out of. So it says, starting at chapter 1, verse 1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to the Ephesians and found certain disciples. And he said to them, have ye received the Holy Ghost, since ye believe? And they said unto him, we have not such much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said to them, into what then were ye baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Then said Paul, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto people that ye should believe on him which shall come after him, which is on Christ Jesus. when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands unto them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were 12. Amen. Now I want y'all to notice Paul asked them that they receive the Holy Ghost since they all said they believe. Now, Paul being a man of God, and he knew that they received the Holy God. It's not just Paul knew. God allowed him to let him know that they didn't believe it. Now, I know y'all, some of y'all saying, well, wait a minute, not minister. Now, they did get baptized, right? So what is wrong with that? I'm glad you asked. Amen? Amen? So let's go back a little further. Now, it did say John baptized under repentance. Now, at that time, it wasn't wrong to get baptized in repentance because that's the way God wanted to be. But God, now we learned in school, but meaning it is a conjunction sentence that we're going to add something to it, amen. God gave a new way of baptism. So let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. Again, we're going to go to Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, because I want y'all to understand that the way that they did get baptized, that was of God then. But God came back to go into a new baptism. Amen. So if you had your Bible, we're at Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And I'm reading. It said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, you preacher.
Amen. So we understand that it's important to get baptized in the new way. It's okay you got baptized in the old way, but now it's time to get baptized in the new way. Now, I want to go back to the book of Acts. Like I said, we're going to let our fingers do the walking today. Amen. Amen.
Come
so
on.
We're going to go back to the book of Acts, back to chapter 19, verse 8 to 12. So I'm switching my Bible back there, too. And we see that Paul is in the synagogue preaching the word of God. Amen. So we already know from the prior text that people had to learn about the new baptism Paul was talking about. So we think about Paul. When I think of Paul, I think of a bold man. Paul was bold for God. He didn't care. You tried to push him in a corner. Paul was going to come out with the word of God speaking for him. Amen. And see, that's what God needs some of us Christians to be. Don't be worried about what people are going to say that you're talking about God, preaching about God, living about God, because we all still have that same bold spirit that Paul had. Amen. Now, see, we have to remember that Paul was a part of the problem back then. But by the grace of God, Paul became part of the solution. Amen. See, we all know when God say he will use the unqualified to be qualified for his glory and purpose. Thank you, Lord, for that. Because I can say by God's glory that I was the unqualified, but because of God, I became the qualified. Glory to God. So, see, God had to update Paul's resume and give him a makeover. So when Paul spoke boldly for God, he had a reason to, amen. See, God is waiting on more people to get bold for him and come to him and stop living a wrong lifestyle and to come to him. But see, we got to allow ourselves to God die for God can live. And when God gave Paul the power to heal the sick, to cast out demons and many more things in his name. Now, see, I know you say, well, I didn't see it. I'm glad you asked. Now, let me go back to a quick reference. Let's go down right here in the synagogue. If you got your Bibles, we're still at verse, we're going down to verse 12. Now it says, now they're from his body were brought into the sick, came to chips and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Let me pause right there. I want to pause. I want to go back to verse 8. It says, and we're talking about Paul, and when Paul, I'm going back to verse 6 because I want to make sure that everything goes in. So I don't want to skip down to 8, but I want you to understand what I'm working with. It says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came out of them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Boom, we got that. And all the men were about 12. Bam. Now here go verse 8. And he went into the synagogues and spake boldly. Remember I just got you saying how bold Paul was? Paul did not care. He was going to speak about God boldly because he understood the importance of God and with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now we're going to go all the way back down to 12. We're going to scoot back down to 12. And it said, so that from the body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Amen. Now, where am I going with that? I'm happy you asked. Now, we look at a lot of ministries now have where you can go get the handkerchiefs, and you can get the anointing oil, you can get the prayer cloth. It is nothing wrong with that if God told you to do it. See, a lot of times we're busy trying to get the power of anointing when God didn't say you have that power of anointing in that part of ministry. You have another power of anointing in that part of ministry. So this is why it's important to focus on what the Word of God is guiding you through the Holy Ghost, telling you what you need to do, not what the next person needs to do. Now you say, well, wait a minute, how does that link with this word? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I told you our Savior is going to do the walking today. Amen. Let's go down to, we're going to talk about the sons of Scabies. And if you don't know the story of the sons of Scabies, let me give you a brief description of it. Amen. So we're going to go on down to verse 14. And I'm going to read, and it says, and there were seven sons of one Scabies, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Let me pause right there. The son of Scabies, they lived a lifestyle that was not pleasing to God, but they wanted to perks of God. They had a fascination with God, but they didn't want to live a lifestyle. Now, how many of us know people right now that want the perks of God, but don't want to live a lifestyle of God? See, all that goes together. You just can't have the perks without living right for God. God wants you to live right for Him because, see, you're going trying to attack something that can come attack on you. So let's go back to the verse, amen. And it says, I'm going to read 15 again. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Oh. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and came over them and prevailed against them, so they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews, Greeks, also the women in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about this. Now, you have to understand, this is why it's important to get the Holy Ghost on you, because you're going to be in situations where you're going to have to rely on the Holy Ghost to attack things that's going to come at you. But see, you can't go in there playing with God. God, I want the perks of you. Oh, well, I'm going to come over here and pray for this person today, but I'm just really playing with you. Well, guess what? You might as well be ready, because if something's going to attack you, it's going to come on you. And when we look at the word naked, we just don't think about it. We know naked with your clothes, but you can be naked in the spirit. God don't want us naked in the spirit. He wants us to be full in the spirit for when we're going out doing His work and His will. We are prepared whatever come our way. We don't want to be like the sons of Scabies. He's not prepared for God. Say, how can you be prepared for God and you don't spend time with God? You don't talk to God. You don't know God. You treat God like a pimp. Well, God, I'm going to come to you when I need something, when I want some. Okay, Dad, I love you, Daddy. Daddy, where you at when I need some? No, God is saying, get a relationship with me daily, daily. Just like we sit down and eat our food every day, God is that food that we need daily, hour, constantly. Because when things arise, we want to be prepared for the Word of God. Amen, amen. I pray that this is blessing somebody today. Now, as we go a little further down in the text, we realize that when everybody seen what had happened, they trembled in fear. How do I know? I'm glad you asked. Remember verse 17 just said everybody feared and they were scared. Now, if you keep going down further to verse 18 to 21, it talks about this. And I'm not going to read it all. I just give you a brief description. Amen. It says, these people were so scared, many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. They counted the prices of them and found 50,000 pieces of silver. So we realize these people seen what had just taken place to the sons of Scabies. They were so scared, like, wait a minute. Now, I didn't know who God was, but now I can see what his power can do. They got rid of everything that was contrary to the word of God. They did not want to have nothing around them. Amen. So if this is for you. So if you're doing things that's contrary to the word of God, I invite you right now to let it leave your presence. And we're talking about idol things. Now, when you say idols, people think of a big statue. No. Idol can be a person in your life. Idol can be the things that you're wearing. Anything that's not pleasing to God is not lined up with the word of God. It is an idol. You need to let it leave out of your life because you really want what God has for you. You cannot play around with God because God is knowing. He sees all and he know all. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. Matter of fact, you're not fooling yourself because you even know that God sees this. Amen. I just want to close with this here. In order to receive God's word clearly, not half-heartedly, not just, I hear you a little bit, God, but it seemed like water in my ear. I might got an ear infection, earache. No, no, no. Because, see, God will open up those ear canals and their eardrum so you can hear him clearly. In order to hear God clearly, you must receive the Holy Ghost and get the clear understanding what God has in the purpose of your life. It is not an age requirement on this, people. I don't care if you're 55, if you're 105, if you're 1 year old. Speak to the baby if you're pregnant, a baby in your womb. It is not too late or too early to get a relationship with God because I'm telling you, you're going to need this relationship with God. And you need it right now. And I just want to say, if anybody is on this line and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you would like to get saved, you don't have to say it. If you feel comfortable with saying while everybody is on this phone, when Pastor Bernard make that announcement, we're more than welcome to help you. If not, because there's nothing wrong to be embarrassed about God, but at the same time, sometimes we get to be a certain age and we kind of be embarrassed about certain things. I invite you to stay on the line to get Pastor Bernard number or my number, any other minister, elder, prophet, evangelist, bishop on this phone or doctor, and call one of us and talk to us about salvation. Salvation is real. God wants your soul. The devil want to keep you in the street because he don't want you to go to the promised land. I pray that this message has blessed somebody today. I thank God for allowing me this opportunity. And Pastor Bernard, I thank you. And Lord, I thank you. Amen.
Wow. Glory to God. What a word. What a word. Sometimes there's nothing else left to be said. Amen. She had really just pointed you the way to salvation. She has just given you the scriptures that will enlighten you, that will give you, hallelujah, the freedom that you need, the liberty that you need in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. She even went to the scripture right here in 19 of where Paul said, have you all received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Hallelujah. How many people say they believe, but they don't have no Holy Ghost? Amen. You don't see no transformation in their life. She said it's a lifestyle, and that's what holiness is, people of God. Holiness is a lifestyle. It is a profession. This is our profession. And when you have a profession, that's something, Minister Priscilla, that we have to work on. Amen. You don't go to school to have a
career and to become a professional, and then you buy side, you put some steps on the side, you going underneath. No, the Bible said if you come in any other way, you're coming in as a thief and a robber. We have to do this thing the way the Bible says. Oh, God, that was a word, short, sweet, but straight to what we need to do. Salvation is available to us today. Amen. And how are we going to become effective witnesses if we don't have any power? The Bible tells us to let our light so shine. Amen. So if your light is not shining, oh, glory to God. If you're not walking circumspectly, amen. If you're talking with your mouth, amen, but you're living something other than what you're saying, sooner or later you will be exposed. We have seen, Minister Priscilla, so many leaders have been exposed. They have been in God's pulpit, amen, and they have been preaching and teaching, glory to God, but then we find out they're living a double life. Oh, glory to God. God isn't pleased with that, people of God. He did one day wink at ignorance, but he's not winking at ignorance anymore. We all going to be held accountable for our actions. We're going to be held accountable for how we walk, how we talk. We're going to be held accountable for how we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, what a word. Now, this here chapter, this one here, ain't nothing nice. And as you know, she didn't go into the whole realm of everything that's here in this chapter, but she went, she pulled out the meat of it. And that's what we need. We need some meat. Amen. We can't just continue to live off of milk. We have to desire, the meat of the word also. So I tell, oh, glory to God. I was trying to refrain from saying hallelujah. I had to mute my own phone. Ah, glory to God. Because you know what? When you hear this word, Minister Priscilla, I tell you, it will prick your heart. It will allow you to examine yourself more fully. The Bible said when you think you stand, be careful. You have to be. That was a word. Glory to God. Ah, God, I thank you. I'm getting a little sad in my spirit because I could stay in this book of Acts. Hallelujah. But we all know we got to go a little bit further. We just can't stay in the book of Acts. We got to go a little bit further because each one of these books was written by men inspired by the Holy Ghost, holy men inspired by the Holy Ghost. So every word is for correction, it's for reproof. Amen. So we bless the Lord for this word today, Minister Priscilla. I tell you, we have about 12 callers on the line. I'm going to open up the lines and give you all an opportunity to, if you have any prayer requests or if you just want to make a comment, you certainly can. We're going to open up the line, and Minister Priscilla is going to stay on the line. If you need any special prayer, we're going to have her to pray with you all on today. We're going to start at the top of the line. Amen. I see area code 318, and that's the same area code with Minister Priscilla. And the last four of your number is 1796. God bless you, caller. Thank you for calling. Your line is open. If you like prayer or if you like to make a comment, you're welcome to do so at this time.
Glory to God. This is Minister Lolita Taylor. I'm the sister of Minister Priscilla Tremell. Awesome word,
hey.
Woman of God. You really blessed my soul. You really blessed me. May God continue to use you for his glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you, sister. Amen. Thanks, God. Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for coming on and being a blessing. I'm sure, you know, you being the sister of this woman of God, you can attest to the things that she's gone through, and you can attest to the life that she's now living. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Amen, amen. We see Evangelist T on the line, and then I think that's Minister Bankston on the line after Evangelist T. God bless you, Evangelist T. All right, all right. We're going to Minister Bankston. God bless you, man of God. Okay, okay. Is it me or is it you all? Your lines are open. If you're able to say anything, you're welcome to do so. If not, God bless you. Amen. We're going to area code 850. God bless you, caller. The last four of your number is 4771. You're on the air. God bless you. Okay, area code 850-4771. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to another area code. This is Brother Demetrius. God bless you.
Pastor Bernard, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. Thank you. God bless you, Minister Priscilla Trunell. Am I saying your name right?
God bless you. Yes, sir. God bless you.
I just want to thank you for the message, and it's very inspiring about the Holy Ghost, and that's something that's been new to me over the past about a year and a half, and I just thank you for that word. It's very, very good for me to hear that and read in the Acts, and I just want to thank you for the word, and thank you, Pastor Bernard, for what you're doing and for your show. It's a blessing. I know you've been doing this for a while. It's new for me. I'm saying it like it's new to you. It's new for me, but it's a blessing. Thank you.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Man
of God,
thank you for... I'm sorry, Pastor Nora, you can go first.
Wait, no, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. The line is open for you.
Okay, and man of God, I just want to say I thank you for taking the time to come on here and hear God's word. And Pastor Bernard is truly called and chosen for God, and she's bringing people together. She's going out to the masses, to the nations, to bring people together all over the world, city and state. So this call, I never take it lightly. I remember I was on the phone listening, and now God is allowing me to give a chance to speak a word, you know, in the due season of time. If you haven't had a chance, you know, because I'm new to this here, you will definitely get a chance. And I thank God for blessing you to be on this call, and I pray that God did bless you with this word, and I just thank God for your kind words. And I didn't get a chance to say something to my sister also, so I do want to address her also. Sister, I thank you for taking the time to come on this call also to hear me give a word of God. And I thank her because she accepted her calling way before me, and her lifestyle changed. And even though I'm the baby sister, by looking at my oldest sister walk with God, God showed me my walk also. So I thank God for her also. And, man of God, I thank you again for being here and the kind words that you spoke. And amen.
Oh,
amen. Thank
Wow. I tell you that this young man has been coming on since last week. Week before last, I believe, we had Minister Greer on. And Brother Demetrius and Minister Bankston have been tuning in since that time listening. And I tell you, God is moving, and God has people all over this nation. Amen. And he said this gospel is going to be preached to every creature. So, you know, I thank God for the different tools that he is giving the body of Christ to preach and teach the gospel. Amen. It is very imperative for us to hear the gospel, and we oftentimes know that the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and we have to hear the word of God, and we have to be careful of whom and what we allow to be downloaded in our spirits, Minister Tramiel, because everybody is preaching and teaching Jesus. They're not living what they are supposed to be living. So when you're able to find men and women of God that have made a commitment and they have really sold out to the kingdom of God and the things of God, we certainly want to make sure that they have an opportunity. And God always makes sure that his people have an opportunity, because he's not going to be, nobody will be able to accuse God at any time. Amen. So we thank God for you, Minister, Brother Demetrius. God bless you. Amen, amen. We're going to go back to Pastor Carmelita. Let me see if she's able to say anything. God bless you. And then we have about two or three more other callers that we're going to go to. God bless you, Pastor Carmelita. Okay, she may be still in a meeting, so we're going to go to area code 318, and the last four of your number is 5748. God bless you, caller. Amen. Your line is open. If you'd like to say anything, make a comment on the Word of God, or you have a specific prayer request, we certainly open your line, and you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, we're going to go to area code, again, 318. The last four of your number is 4457. God bless you.
Hi, I want to just...
All right, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley King, and I just wanted to say to Priscilla that I've never been on a prayer conference call, and I listened and I was highlighting everything, and something just told me to call today, and I really felt the message, and I got into it, and it really blessed me today because I needed it, and I understood the words, and I really felt it. Sitting at the doctor's office, I really felt it today, and I understood the message and where it was coming from, so I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm glad that I finally called and listened because I needed it today.
Hallelujah. Hey. Now I'm a praise the Lord. She didn't say who I was, but I got to tag myself real fast and do a name drop. That is my niece that she saw. That's my niece right there. Glory to God.
That's your niece.
Thank you, Lord. I'm happy, Ashley, that the message did bless you, because I know you kept saying, I'm going to be at the hospital. I'm going to be at the hospital. Probably can't say a message. I don't know if I'm going to call. But God made a way for a reason for you to be on this call. This
and
is
I was
I
able
told.
To listen. I put it on speaker, and I got on my online Bible, and I was able to highlight everything. So I really felt it, and I understood the message. It really touched me, and right now I don't know why I'm in tears, but it really did something for me. So
you
know
I'm
emotional, Priscilla.
Pastor Benoit, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the spirit that we're talking about. That's the spirit right there. And keep the candlestick going. That's what God desires for us. Tears, there's nothing wrong. Tears of joy. Tears are also let you know that you're alive. You're breathing with those tears. I thank God for that. See, this conference call is not just to just say I'm going to call in, but it's also to receive something from it. A lot of times people cannot mobily get up and go to church on Sundays or Wednesdays or Thursdays or Saturdays, whatever day you go. But God has birthed into Pastor Benoit a phone ministry that you can call in and get to get the word. I thank God that something said to bless your needs. I love you, and you know that God definitely has a calling and purpose on your life. So just walk in it, Ashley. God's ready for you. You just got to listen to what he's saying. Amen.
Jesus. And I just feel her spirit, and I just want to encourage you, Ashley, that, glory to God. You know, there's a time when God deals with us, and there's a time when we have others praying for us. Let me just mute some of these lines. Amen. Are you at the 4457 number, Ashley? All right. Let me mute some of these other lines I had open, and I'll try to come back to some of you all that didn't get a chance to say anything. Let me just say to you, sweetheart, that God has an appointed time for everything in our life to manifest. Amen. And sometimes I don't know how young you are, or I don't know your age bracket or what have you, but God deals with the young as well as he does the old. Amen. And he has his own timing for us to embrace our calling. See, God knows who you are. Amen. Your aunt knows who you are, but she don't know you like Jesus knows. See, God knows that hour, hallelujah, he knows the timing of everything that occur in our life. Amen. And sometimes it's hard for us to separate ourselves, especially when you're young and you're involved and, you know, you have friends and you have this and that and things that we want to do ourselves. And sometimes we'll put God on a shelf and say, well, Lord, I know you've been good to me. I don't know why you ain't taking me here today, God, but I'm going to have to say, I know you've been good to me, Lord, but I'm not ready yet. So, you know, I'm not ignoring you, God, but I'm just not ready yet. You know, I'm not ready. There's some things in my life that I'm just not ready to give up. And you don't have to be ready to give those things up. Amen. When God begins to deal with you, God does the taking away. Glory to God. God began to subtract, and then he began to do an addition. And that's what happened with many of us. We think we have time, and we want to wait the most opportune time when we can say yes. Yeah, well, God wants us to say yes, but sometimes he don't want us to think about this thing. He just wants us to act. Because, see, he's the one that's going to fix everything. He's the one that's going to renew your mind. He's the one that's going to take away all of these things that's ugly, all of these things that have caused us some heartaches and some disappointments and some trials and some persecution. God is going to get rid of all of that. See, we can't get rid of it anyway. God is the one that gets rid of things. But he gives us a mind. He gives us a mind and a willingness to begin to refrain, to begin to cut off some things, cut off some people. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you. She said this is the first time she's ever done anything like that. And I you know, I'm not boasting, but I'm going to boast in God. When you come on this line, my only purpose to come on this line is to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it. I have no ulterior motives. I have no hidden agendas. I barely ever ask anybody to sow. When I ask you to sow something, it's because the Lord have led me to sow. So you know what? When men and women of God come on this line and preach and teach the gospel and they pray and they prophesy, it's free. It's free. There's no price tag. There's nothing involved. We are concerned about your soul, and that's it. God is the one that makes provision for everything that we do. And when you're doing the work of the Lord, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. God is he's the great provider. Amen. Glory to God. He is the branch. Hallelujah. He's all the leaves. He's everything. He's the root. Yeah, glory to God. So he's everything. And so since he's everything, we have everything that we need because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, Ashley, and to let you to know that God hasn't forgotten about you. God has a place for you. He has a destiny for you. And your destiny is not your friend's destiny. Hallelujah. Your purpose is not theirs. God have already designed something specially for you, just for you, just for you, just for you, just for you. And God, one thing about God, hallelujah, he's not like man. He suffers with us long because remember, he know everything there is about us. Amen. He knows everything about us. And that's why he's long suffering. because guess what? Somebody else may not can handle my personality. They may not can handle my flaws. They may not can handle my shortcomings. They may not can handle my ups and downs, my highs, my lows. But God knows everything there is about me. That's why he's a God that suffers long with us. That's why he's a God that's always willing to give us another opportunity, another chance. We never run out of chances with God. The only people that run out of chances with God is those that blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Those that do some cowardly acts and commit suicide. Well, God can't deal with you no more if you're in your life. God ain't gonna deal with you no more when you blaspheme. He ain't gonna deal with you no more when he take his hand off you. Because he said when they knew me, they didn't glorify me. They didn't retain me in their knowledge, and that's when I give them up. So as long as God is still dealing with us, there's some life in us. When God removes his hand off us, no prayer can get through. Because when God removes his hand, that's it. Ah, God, I bless you today. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Ashley today. I thank you, hallelujah, how you touched her heart to call in today to hear the word from her aunt. But let her know that this wasn't her aunt speaking, but this was the Holy Ghost speaking. This was the vessel that God used today to speak into the hearts of everyone that's on the line. And even there may be somebody that go back into the archives later. Oh, God, let this word stir them up, God. Let this word stir them up where they can say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Show me how to get Jesus. Show me how to get this peace, how to get this anointing. Oh, my life, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless Ashley right where she's at, God. Bless her going out and her coming in, God. Oh, God. And I'm asking you to deal with the God on the calling that you have on her life, God. Give her mind to get in your word. Give her mind to fast. Give her mind to pray. Hey, you know no Messiah. Give her mind to seek you, God, in spite of what she's going through. Hallelujah. In spite of it, yeah, man, I see some things that's around you, but even in spite of that, hallelujah, God is still able to secure you. Glory to God, he's still able to protect you because you're safe in the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, I pray these blessings over this young woman of God. Messiah, life today, God. Messiah, and everything that she's seeking, God, it's in your word. You already have a vessel there in our aunt minister Priscilla, God. You don't need to look any further. Hey, if you have a question in your mind, call your aunt. If you don't understand something, call her. Hallelujah. And she'll open up the scriptures better. Hey, no, Messiah. Hallelujah. So you be blessed. It was a reason. It was ordained for you to call in. I don't know who else it was ordained, but it was ordained for you to call in to this line today, Ashley. So God bless. Mm-hmm. Hey, God bless you. Huh? No, Messiah. Oh, Jesus, I just feel a peace. I feel a peace that God is going to give you right now. Hallelujah. I feel that peace right here. Messiah. In the name of Jesus, you cover there. Messiah. Hallelujah. The blood cover you right now. The blood of Jesus cover, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, I'm going to give it back to the woman of God. Amen. Let me open up the lines. Amen. I'm going to go back to Evangelist T. Yeah, you know the Messiah. Thank hallelujah. Jesus. See if you're able to say anything. If not, I'm going to give it back to the praise woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we can hear you. God, I bless
praise
you.
Praise God.
Thank you for this child.
I thank God. Thank God. Giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, my pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
and the woman of God that spoke on today, and even to ask the young lady that came on today, and all the people of God. I just bless God on today. I thank you for speaking. That was just a very rich word. I just blocked everybody out in there. When you called me, I was on mute because I didn't want them to interrupt.
Okay.
God was saying, hallelujah. But I just honor God today. I just ask you God to continue to keep me and my family in prayer. We got a couple of things going on. I have a brother that's been fighting for his life for the last couple of weeks.
I'm
in the hospital. They did a prank on his brain last week, and they're trying to do heart valve surgery, and he's in ICU hooked up to all the tubes, and he's had 3 strokes in one day, and he still
All right.
I know God to be a healer, because I'm staying on my faith for my
brother.
So I just ask you, his name is Willie Loxton Jr. I also ask you to pray for Pastor Beatrice Martin's grandson, Leslie Christian's son, Kalan, on Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday. They're trying to say he has spinal meningitis or something of that effect. But we believe God's going to heal.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a little prophet. Ever since I met this young man, Kamon, he has been praying for me. He knows when something is wrong with me, and I know he is very close to God. So we just ask you guys to pray for him as he is in Children's Hospital in Oakland, California. And just a lot of people around me, I see they are struggling with many things. And they're going through so much. But and all God has me to do is to encourage them, as you have encouraged me, God, for many years of encouragement for you. So I'm piggybacking on that strength that you gave me when you found me years ago and all the seeds that were planted. So now is harvest time. So what I'm doing is just doing what God created me to do, to be an encouragement. I just honor God, and I love the book of Acts. I don't care how long we stay on it until God moves us to something. But I am learning so much about how church is formulated and how things happen in order. So I just bless the Lord today. You might hear a few tears on me right now, but these are tears of joy because I
tears of joy. That's all right.
Healing with anxiety, healing with pain. This is
God, and it
is harvest time. I see the doors are opening for me. You guys continue to pray for me. I signed the documents today that are going to have me work for the University of Pacific and at Mental Health at the same time, so I can be out there being a light. Way over there in Mental Health. The light of the Lord. So I just honor God today, and I just thank God for the strength that he's placed inside of me. Where the devil thought he had me, but I got away. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, what is Leslie's son's name? We're going to ask Minister Jamil to pray for Willie Loxton Jr., Evangelist T. Brother. And what is the young man? What is Leslie's son's name?
His name is Kamon.
Yeah, correct. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to move back to the woman of God.
Thank you. So that was Willie Locke Jr. and Brother Kamon?
Yeah.
Willie Loxton Jr., yeah.
Okay, glory to God. And Pastor Beatrice Grandson.
Yeah,
yes, that's his name, Kamon.
Pastor Beatrice Martin family. As a whole, as well.
Glory to God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, that you never forsake the prayers of the righteous, Father. Right now, God, that you are already in the process of blessing, Lord, through Beatrice's family right now, Father, that you're giving them unity, God. Lord, that the unity right now is in you and the understanding, Father. Because we know sometimes at times like this, Father, the enemy try to come in to tear up as far as the vision, Father, what the person was doing, what the person not doing, God. But we saying right now, Father, that you're bringing in unity with this family, Father, strength and prayers like never before, Father, Lord, that you're rising the people up right now, Father, who never got on their knees to pray, Father, that they know right now that there's power in prayer, Father, that this family coming stronger and stronger, Father. Even when they flee from you, Father, they're going to come back to you, God, to bring power into that family, Father. We pray right now, Father, over Richard Locke Jr. right now, Father. You know that every heart bell that the doctor is saying that's closed and that's cut out, Lord, that you're opening up every heart bell right now, Father. We know right now, Father, that you are the blood that's pumping in him, Father, Lord. That the blood of you is going through their heart, Father, going through every vein, every artery right now, God. We thank you, Lord, because we see right now, Lord, she says that every day that he's fighting, Father, because, Lord, he's ready, Father. He's a fighter, Father, Lord. He is bold like Paul was, Father. He want to do your work. He want to do your will, Father. Bless him right now, Father. Bless every doctor, Lord. Yes, to him, Father, that these are praying doctors, praying nurses, Father, or praying staff, Father, that when they come around him, Father, the anointing that's on you, Father, will speak through them, and they will begin to lay hands and pray and bleed, Lord, that by your blood, Father, that he's healed and he's going to walk out of the hospital, Father. Lord, a new man, Lord, with a new heart, a new blood, Lord, that's just coming from you, God. Lord, we pray right now, Father, Lord, that we know, Lord, that you can do it, Father. We pray right now for Brother Kamon, Father, Lord, that everything that you have for him, that his ears are open, Father, to receive, Lord. Blind all things that's not of you, God, that's trying to speak to him and talk to him, Father, because we know, Lord, the devil will send distractions on all type of ways, Father. Let him hear what you're saying to him, God, what you want him to do, God, Lord. Even if it's the things that he say, God, I'm not qualified to do, God, I don't want to do it. God, why you want me to do it, Father? Show him that I told you to do it because I assigned you to do it, Father. Spirit of doubt, Father, anybody, Father, we know you use people with speech impediments for your glory, God. So I ask you to help them, Brother Lord. I thank you for the woman of God, the promotion that she has on her job, God. Promotion, increase, Father. You're increasing her finances, why? But you're increasing her faith and ability to go out to do your work, Father. Lord, that she can be behind the desk, but you said, no, I'm going to send you out to do my leg work. While you're doing my leg work, you're getting spiritually fed. Blessing somebody else, I'm going to turn around and bless your household, and you're going to get a spiritual financial blessing through this. Glory to God, woman of God, I just thank God because he's allowing you to do big things for his glory. Hallelujah, God. I just say, God, continue to bless you, Father, because you came on the line praying for others. Then that's what it's all about. God wants us to start praying for others, not just have a selfish spirit. Me, me, me. What about my family? No, you came on the line for other people. So may God continue to increase you, woman of God, because you took the time out to pray for others. Glory to God. I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you today, God. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor Benoit, I don't know if it was you or the woman of God, one of y'all spoke and said that somebody else is on this line that's going through something and needs something.
Yes,
I got a text.
Yes,
she called out a number on the phone, Pastor Benoit. And a person didn't say anything. But they sent me a text, glory to God. It's one of my friends here in the state of Washington State. We live on a little island called Whidbey Island. And she's going through some paranormal activity in her house. And when she came over my house and began to talk about it, I automatically knew what it was, and I called it out. It was a spirit that had came into her house. It was trying to take her child out. They keep telling the child, you don't have to fear. I'm going to protect you. But the daughter is doing things that's not of God. Their child's self-esteem has become low. That spirit is trying to attack her child, and she's asking for prayer. She's on the line now.
Right.
She's not going to say nothing unless God allow her to unmute the phone. But she did say she do want us to pray for her household. She, when she do want to be saved, hallelujah. But right now she did say that she's not ready. But see, the thing is, in her heart, she's desiring. And that little desire is what's going to